Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 12th. The grains closed higher with March corn up a penny and a half, 430 and a half, March wheat up 3/4 at 597 and a half, and March beans up 9.5 cents at 1193. Really a fairly quiet day here today. We were able to rally the corn off the lows. The wheat closed 9 off its lows. Like I said, really kind of a quiet day. The meal did break $7 off its highs. It closed 210 higher at 348.90, but it was up to 355.90 at one point. The bean oil closed down 36 cents or 36 ticks. Biggest news out there, the beans were higher on thoughts that the heat that's coming back into Brazil next week this week is going to be a problem. I really don't see it as a problem. But the market reacted a little positively here today. The way the meal broke late in the day, where the oil closed and the meal closed, I'd say we should have closed the beans no more than one or two higher. So I'm guessing we'll see a turnaround Tuesday in the beans tomorrow, unless there's some fresh news. The export inspections were nothing, you know, great. Corn was 880,000 metric tons, improved from last week, but still not a great number. Wheat 408, improved from last week, but again, not a great number. Beans weren't bad, 1.3, but it was down from 1.75 last week. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. The trade's really waiting for the Ag Forum. The general consensus is corn acres could be a little bit lower, bean acres a little bit higher. But when they plug in the yield on the corn and demand, it's still going to be a big carry out, somewhere between 2.5 and 3.0 billion bushels, just too much grain out here. And I just don't see where the demand side is. Now, what could rally the grains, as I've been saying for quite some time now, you got the corn short, 305,000 contracts of corn. Now, are they just going to exhaust themselves out here and be done with it and try to cover either before or after the report? Who knows? Could they sell another 50 or 100,000 contracts of corn? It is possible, though it just doesn't seem likely. We're on a hard break. Market seems kind of stalled out here. My guess is if we had a lower day after the Ag Forum, that we'd see the funds step in and start to cover some of these shorts. But, you know, who knows with the funds. Really not a whole lot else out there. The markets were really pretty quiet. The dollar up 5 ticks, crude oil up 5 cents. Stock market, the S&P is lower, the NASDAQ is lower. The Dow's up 100. Metals were mixed. Bitcoin was strong. Looks like it'll close over 50,000 a coin here. It's up 2,400 a coin. I have no idea why. But that's, you know, really pretty quiet markets out here. You know, the day after the Super Bowl, things generally tend to get a little quiet with about 20 to 30% of the workforce taking a sick day. I, for the love of God, don't understand why they don't make President's Day the Monday after Super Bowl and be done with it. But they don't seem too keen on that idea, I guess. Anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.